Japan's foreign minister is demanding an apology from China. That demand comes after thousands of Chinese attended a demonstration against Japan and then attacked the Japanese embassy in Beijing. There were more anti-Japanese demonstrations in southern China yesterday, and all of that highlights growing tensions between two of the biggest trading partners of the United States. NPR's Rob Gifford is covering this story from Beijing. And Rob, what triggered these demonstrations over the weekend?
Well, the immediate cause, there were two immediate causes. One was last Tuesday, the Japanese government approved the use of a new school textbook, which the Chinese say glosses over Japanese brutality when it occupied China during the 30s and 40s. The other immediate cause is Japan's application for permanent membership, a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. And many Chinese people are opposed to that because they see a lack of contrition, a lack of apology for Japanese wartime past. But these two immediate causes come on top of 60 years of anger here in China at Japan because of those wartime atrocities. And this bubbles up occasionally, and this is really just the latest manifestation of that long-running anger.
Is there an even longer-running prejudice between the two sides, at least on the part of some people?
I think, of course, there's always been competition between the two sides. And of course, Japan industrialized earlier, and Japan became this economic powerhouse 100 years ago. And so there has been a long-running rivalry. But really, the key issue here is the Second World War. The Cold War descended, and the issue was never resolved in the 1950s. And so the Chinese, as well as feeling, I think, a certain amount of, economic inferiority, to be frank, also feel a huge amount of anger because of those atrocities and because, as they always point out, Japan has not properly apologized as Germany did after the Second World War.
So what exactly happened over the weekend, and is there any evidence that the Chinese government was behind it?
Up to 10,000 people, mainly students and young people, marched across Beijing on Saturday, and they ended up at the Japanese embassy and the Japanese ambassador's residence, and they threw stones and bottles and shouted insults at the ambassador and at Japan generally. We don't have any evidence that the government orchestrated it in any way, and I don't think the government needed to orchestrate it. The Chinese people in some ways feel more militant than the Chinese government does. They're very, very, very angry about this. Interestingly, a lot of the organization for this demonstration was done on the internet and on cell phones by SMS messaging, and it really shows how militantly patriotic and militantly nationalistic this new generation of young Chinese are.
This will remind some Americans of what happened several years ago when an American bomb struck the Chinese embassy in Serbia, and that led to an attack on the American embassy in Beijing, a demonstration that got quite out of hand there.
That's right, and it is in some ways similar. Perhaps the spark for it, the fuse, was not so obvious. The bombing of the Chinese embassy was a huge issue and a very sudden thing that hit. But this Japanese saga is much more ongoing. But you can see in both of them, in both of these issues, really what the mood is among the young people here. They feel that China has punched below its weight for too long. It's been bullied. It was the weak man of Asia for too long. And they're saying, we're not going to be that anymore. Look at our economy. Look at our military. Don't push us around.
Where is all this headed, Rob?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more demonstrations on the streets. The government, of course, is walking a very fine line. It has to be very careful that the demonstrations don't get out of hand. And certainly having 10,000 young, emotional people marching through your capital, it could get out of hand. It also has to be very careful that it doesn't offend Japan too much. Japan is a very important trading partner. It's a very important aid donor, one of the largest aid donors to China. So there is a diplomatic issue here where the Chinese have to be very, very careful not to let it go too far.
NPR's Rob Gifford is our man in Beijing. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Steve.